So is Tiger Woods really back? Okay, the golf legend has not won a major tournament in more than a decade. At times, it looked like he just physically couldn't play golf anymore. And yet he returned to form at Sunday's PGA Golf Championship. And there was so much excitement around him, you might have thought that he had won and not Brooks Koepka. Woods actually placed second. I asked sports journalist Kevin Blackistone the obvious question, is this for real?
Tiger's comeback is at this point real. Now, is he
at this point?
At this point, it is real. Yeah, I mean, is this the Tiger of old? No, but this is an old Tiger who is awfully good now.
So even if he's not the old Tiger, I mean, a Tiger who's pretty darn good is good enough to kind of draw
absolutely
this attention to be huge ratings for golf.
Absolutely. This weekend, I think I read that the ratings were up 69% over last year at this time.
And highest at the PGA Championship since 2009, when he was in the finals.
Exactly. And it's a redemption song, right, that we're seeing playing out here. I mean, here's a guy who had fallen off the map. He was at one point not ranked in the top 1,000 golfers on the planet.
Not to mention that his wife chased him out of his house with a golf club. He confessed all these affairs. I mean, it was
exactly
it was
where he
low.
Had to, yeah, I mean, it was low. I mean, he had to step away from the game. Vanity Fair infamously put a darkened picture of him on its cover that made him look like a criminal. You know, he went through the physical pain of having four back surgeries during the middle 20 teens. His game looked like it had been lost and would never be found again. Now he's healthier than he's been since before all those surgeries, and he is benefiting also from the fact that no other golfer has been able to take the game by the horns since he last held them. So right now we have Brooks Koepka. He's the hot name.
Young American golfer, yeah.
Exactly. We had Rory McIlroy. He seems not to be as hot as he was. We've had Jordan Spieth. He seems not to be as hot as he was. We've had Ricky Fowler, who hasn't necessarily lived up to expectations. But Tiger is still there. He's the constant.
Have people truly forgiven him for a lot of the personal stuff? Like, how would you describe it?
You know, I think a lot of that has gone into the past. I think a lot of people feel that he paid his penance for his transgressions in his marriage. And that wasn't the only thing that he's had to overcome. Remember, he got arrested for DUI.
Like a year ago, right?
Yeah, just a year ago. So he had to go through that. So he's had some bumps in the road. But we love a comeback story, and I think that's what we're seeing, even if he doesn't win another major.
Is there a larger lesson about redemption in sports here? Like, who gets to enjoy redemption, who doesn't? What's the lesson here?
Well, I think there is something to be said for that. It's never been reported that Tiger Woods was violent towards women. So I think, in one sense, he has had a softer landing in this comeback story than maybe some others. Certainly Ray Rice in the NFL, whose violence against his wife was documented on videotape, has not had an opportunity to come back from that.
And probably won't ever at
this point. So I think we have a different approach to some people, and time makes a huge amount of difference.
Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Kevin Blackistone is a sports journalist and a frequent contributor to ESPN's Around the Horn.